Let's look at speaking 101. By the way, I need to start by saying that everybody talks, but few people speak. Whether you are in the religious circle, you are a pastor, you are a salesman, you are a husband, as long as you relate with human beings, your ability to speak to a great extent determines your success. Every organization is looking for people who can speak excellently. People who can understand their vision, their mission, their corporate goals, and will be able to communicate them excellently. The purpose of public speaking is to cause an action to take place that would not have taken place in the absence of the words of the speaker. So you must learn how to take your audience on a journey. You meet them somewhere and you take them on the trip. Just like playing the golf, driving, swimming, excellent public speaking is a learnable skill. Number one is what I call the law of desire. So you must have a burning desire to speak excellently. How bad do you want it? Number two law, the law of decision. You must decide to become an excellent public speaker. And that's what we call the mirror principle. I have spoken to an audience in front of a mirror more than a physical audience. You will flaw several times. You will look fooled. You will wonder, what am I doing? But you just keep on keeping on. People will laugh at you several times. But you must be determined. Do you know why? Because every master you see was once a disaster.
My name's Michael. I'm an elocutionist. I'm also an ergonomics consultant. To people that matter, little things do matter. Who's a kid? What's a kid? Unfortunately, it's an informal term that has been accepted in formal use. And actually, people think it is stylish. How are you kids? Beautiful kids. You have lovely kids. How many kids have you? Ask them, what is the meaning of the word kid? Stubborn child is what that word means. The focus of this second session is effective elocution, mastery of body language, and vocal mastery. Devour. And God shall rebuke the devourer for your sake. Not devourer, as we tend to hear it said commonly. Devour is the word. Evangelism, not evangelism. Nursery, not nursery, not 1, 2, not nursery, nursery. How are you? No, how are you? When someone says good morning, do you say good night? No. When someone says hello, you say. When someone says hi, you say. Would we say urobo? Do we call it urobo? How do we call it? Urobo, isn't it? EBA, how do we call it? Is it EBA? I'd like a plate of EBA. E-G-U-S-I. It's a goosey, isn't it? D-O-D-O. Is it dodo? Do we call it dodo? So, hear this. If you know that there's a right way to calling these, do we call them indigenous words, local words, why would we permit a foreigner, Oyibo, or Oyibo, to call it the way he thinks it's right, and we say nothing about it?
Yes, we are going to be looking at mastering the art of persuasion. To persuade is to influence a person's point of view in a particular direction. Now, this persuasion process is an art. It's not a science. And when we say it's an art, it's an ability or a skill that you can develop with training. You will not become the master persuader on the first day, so don't get discouraged.
The impacted knowledge into us. And I believe that by the grace of God, myself and other participants here will be better speakers and no more talkers.
Good day, everyone. I really want to commend this program. This is what we need, even in this age that we're in. Thank you for the organization of it and the introduction.